الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مبارك وهدى للعالمين، فيه آيات بينات مقام إبراهيم، ومن دخله كان آمنا، ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا، ومن كفر فإن الله غني عن العالمين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Just to refresh our minds again, today is the day of Jumu'ah, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sayyidul Ayyam, it is the king of all the days. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it's an Eid more greater than the other two Eids also. We all know for the other two Eids how much we have in anticipation, preparation. For Jumu'ah, have we got one little bit like that also? It's a very, very great day. According to some ulama, the night of Jumu'ah, which was last night, is a night more greater than Laylatul Qadr also. So it is a great, great time from last night Maghrib till tonight Maghrib. The day of Jumu'ah, Allah put it in our hearts that we realize it and we observe it as such. And what has to be done in this period, that Allah give us tawfiq to do that also. And one of the major ibadats of Jumu'ah and of Madinatul Munawwara is Salawat ala Nabi. We should read as much as possible Durood Salawat on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person who reads 100 times a day Durood, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala himself writes on the forehead of that person, Bara'atum minan nifaq wa bara'atum minan nar, that this person will be free from nifaq, hypocrisy. It's one of the worst sins, hypocrisy, to be a two-faced person. Nobody likes such a person, whether Muslims, non-Muslims, a person who's two-faced. And unfortunately, this has become very common amongst us. We meet these people, we are like them, we talk in their favor. We meet the opposite people, we talk in their favor. And this has become very common. Allah will save us from that by the barakat of Durood Sharif. And the fire of Jahannam, we cannot imagine how severe, how terrible the fire of Jahannam will be. In one ayat, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, لَهُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ ظُلَلٌ مِنَ النَّارِ وَمِنْ تَحْتِهِمْ ظُلَلٌ. The people of the fire of Jahannam will have fire on top of them, fire beneath them. They will be sandwiched in fire. How terrible won't it be? And just think of it, if I have to lose my iman and I have to land in Jahannam, what will be my condition? So it's a terrible condition. لَهُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ ظُلَلٌ مِنَ النَّارِ وَمِنْ تَحْتِهِمْ ظُلَلٌ ذَلِكَ يُخَوِّفُ اللَّهُ بِهِ عِبَادَهُ. Allah says, I'm warning you about this. يَا عِبَادِي فَاتَّقُونَ. So, oh my beloved servants, save yourself from that fire. That is, save yourself from all those actions that will lead you to the fire of Jahannam. So, by barakat of Durood Sharif, Allah will save us from that also. So Allah give us tawfiq to read every day, at least 100 times Durood, and it only takes 2 minutes. And in one day, 24 hours, there are 1,440 minutes. So 2 minutes for Durood Sharif, and 1,438 minutes still for ourselves. So the 2 minutes, we can't even give 2 minutes to read Durood and for our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in actual fact, it is for our benefit. By us sending Durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not benefit. Allah is sending continuous Durood on Nabi. Malaika sending continuously Durood. What is the value of our Durood? For our own benefit, and we can't take out 2 minutes. No matter how busy people we can be with our studies or anything, and in 2 minutes comfortably a person can read 100 times Durood Sharif. And if we read this Durood, Jazallahu anna Muhammadan bima huwa ahlu, 70 farishtas, angels, for 1,000 days, about 3 years, they get tired writing the sawab. And we read it for 100 times, so 100 times 70, 70,000 farishtas will be writing for us the sawab. For 1,000, for 3 years, so great. And if we're not doing it, nobody else is losing out, we ourselves are losing out. And by reading Durood, with the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will come in our heart. The love of the sunnahs will come in our hearts. And if that happens, the love of Allah will love us. So it is so easy, Allah give us all tawfiq to read as much. And on Jumu'ah, we should increase our Durood Sharif. The minimum should be 300. And if we make it 313, there will be a lot of barakat. Or make it 500, 1,000, how much we can. Instead of wasting our time in idle pursuits, we should try and engage ourselves in these ibadat. And we should try and read, especially in these days of fitna, the first 10 ayats of Surah Kahf in the morning and the last 10 ayats at night. And Jumu'ah, let us try and read the whole surah. And if we can read every day the whole surah, much more better for us. And try and read 100 times after Jumu'ah namaz, Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdihi. By reading it 100 times, 100,000 of our sins will be forgiven. And 24,000 sins of our parents, mother and father will be forgiven. And it is our duty to do good ihsan to our parents. And the greatest ihsan we can do is take up the burden of sins from them. And all of us are sinful. And the sins, they are weighty, they are heavy on a person. And when you get rid of that weight, you feel the most light, easy, comfortable, happy, enjoyable you feel. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. These are the days now. Today is the 29th of Dhulqa'dah. And it looks like it may be the last day of Dhulqa'dah. From the moon, if it's sighted and if it's confirmed, then tomorrow from Maghrib time will be the first of Dhulhijjah, which heralds in a great, great occasion in the our Islamic calendar. For one, let us not forget that any person who is going to be making qurbani, he should not cut his nails now from the first, that is from Maghrib tonight till the qurbani is made. Remove any hair from his body. So whoever is going to make qurbani, make sure before Maghrib tonight, we remove, cut our nails if they have to be cut, remove all unwanted hair, etc. This is also a great ibadat. So anyway, and now when the first of Dhulhijjah comes in, then it is the mausam of Hajj starts from Shawwal. After Ramadan, from Shawwal is the mausam, the season of Hajj. And this is now the highlight of Hajj. And at the moment, people from all وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ مِنْ كُلِّ ضَامِرِ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيرٍ. People are coming in all forms of transport. People are coming from all lanes and valleys, and people are all coming to Makkah Sharif. Makkah Sharif, and the amount of labbaik that is recited, and that is also that people leaving all their duties, their work, their homes, everything, their comfort, and all are present to Allah. Labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, labbaik, la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wal ni'mata wal mulk lak, la sharika lak. We should envisage this, though we are not there, but our hearts should be there. And we should be also part and parcel of this great, great system which Allah has made. With regard to that, Allah Ta'ala says, Inna awwal baytu wudi'a lin-nas, the very first house that Allah has kept made for the benefit of people, lin-nas, for the benefit of people. Ulama have got a difference of opinion whether the Kaaba Sharif was the first building or was it the first building for the Ibadat of Allah, the first masjid. It appears that it was the very first building, and the foundation of the Kaaba was put by the Malaika. And then Nuh alayhi salam, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, built the Kaaba. Whenever a person gets the barakat of the Kaaba, which inshallah just now we will discuss how to get the barakat, at the same time we get the barakat of five Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. First, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam had built the Kaaba Sharif. In the time of Nuh alayhi salam, when the floods, the building of the Kaaba was destroyed. The foundation remained, and Nuh alayhi salam built it again. In the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam, him again, the Kaaba was again, over years it got demolished, and Allah showed him where the foundation is, and Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam, the two, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُوا إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيل, they built the Kaaba Sharif. And in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Quraysh built the Kaaba again. They did renovation, they did repairs, they built it again. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also took part in all the efforts of the Kaaba Sharif. So five great Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam's barakat we get. If we just open our hearts whenever we come to the masjid, and at other times also we can get this. So anyway, so this is that great house, the first house which Allah Ta'ala had made for His Ibadat. أَوَّلَ بَيْتُ وُضِعَ لِلنَّاسِ لَلَّذِي بِبَكَّةِ, the house which is in Bakkah. Bakkah is another name for Makkah, or it is that Bakkah is the Kaaba itself, and the Masjid itself, and the rest of the Haram is known as Makkah. As we know, the city of Makkah. Or it is just the same name referring to two different names referring to the same place. Bebakkah Mubarakon wa hudan linna. It is a place full of barakat and mubarak and full of hidayat. And for everyone, linnas it is. It isn't only for the Muslims, it is for linnas, for people. But who benefit from it are the Muslims. They benefit. Like for example, you have a shop selling shoes. That shop, the shopkeeper will sell shoes to anyone who comes. A poor man, a rich man, a white man, Muslim, non-Muslim, to everyone who will sell. But who will get the benefit of the shoes are those who will go and buy it. So the Kaaba is for everyone. But who will get benefit? Who will take the benefit? It is there for everyone for the taking. But only those who will take the benefit will get the benefit. So the non-Muslims are out, they don't benefit. There are a few that they do go. Previously they were not allowed. Now unfortunately they have relaxed the laws. But anyway, many people before also should go, and they should get hidayat when they should go there. When they should just see the Kaaba and the Ibadat taking place, they should get hidayat. So it is mainly for the Muslims. And for us as the Muslims also, who of us get benefit of the Kaaba Sharif? Those who go to the Kaaba also, it is like for example, if you go to the Niagara waterfalls or the Victoria waterfalls where the water splashes so much, and if you stand, normally the tourists, they stand at a distance from where the water is falling. But the splashes are so much that you get wet with that splashes. And they have people who hire out raincoats for you. Plastic raincoats you put on so your clothes don't get wet. So there you have to save yourself from the splashes of the water. And much more than that, Allah's rahmat is pouring down on Kaaba Sharif, on Rauza e Mubarak. And there we don't have to wear raincoats to save ourselves from that rahmat. We have to take out our raincoats of guna which we are covered in. And we have to remove that, make tawbah, clean our heart, go in the company of some ahlullah and purify ourselves. Then when it comes down in torrents and torrents, 24 hours continuously. But unfortunately there are many, many, most of the people who don't get the benefit. And all that barakat from Kaaba Sharif is spread to every masjid in the world. And all of us come to the masjid, but as we came to the masjid, we go out in the same condition. Allah save us that we, our namazes are not such that it comes in the Hadith Sharif. Some people, the more they make namaz, the further they go from Allah. Because we got no attention in our, we make our namazes haphazardly. Our minds are not in namaz, no concentration. We don't make our namaz properly. And the person, the more namazes he makes, the further he's going from Allah Ta'ala. And other people who do it properly, they gain so much closeness to Allah Ta'ala. So we should consider also, we are making namaz and see in ourselves, are we getting closer to Allah, or are we just where we are, or are we going further away from Allah? Everyone see for ourselves, what's our condition. The barakat of the Kaaba Sharif, they are in every masjid also. In fact, ulama have written, when we leave our homes, yeah, for the students, we leave our rooms, we leave the classrooms when we are coming for namaz, at that time make niyat now, I'm going to the house of Allah, and feel that happiness. Like when we go home, and when a person gets married, he goes to his in-law's house, how happy he feels there. Or any other place. Today, unfortunately, we go to some holiday resort, we feel very happy. And we don't feel a bit of that happiness in the house of Allah. Today, this is one of the systems of the azab of Allah. That when you don't respond correctly to the call of Allah, Allah makes the worst hated things the most enjoyable. How many of us, especially as youngsters, and it's across the board today, sports, soccer, cricket, we're so happy about it. Adhan goes, namaz, it means, in fact, it's like a burden. Oh, now, we have to stop our soccer now. Now we have to go for namaz. Allah makes that as an azab for us, that we start loving the haram things, and we have got no like, in fact, dislike for the halal and for the good things. So, yeah, when we come to the masjid, we should make niyat, I'm going to the house of Allah. And this will be if we make effort on our deen, not just acquiring outward knowledge, which we acquire as we are becoming alims or muftis or qaris. Just the outward knowledge won't give us that. This is when we make that connection with Allah Ta'ala. Then see that enjoyment. And the house of Allah, we are all sitting here. And it comes in the Hadith Sharif. A munafiq in a masjid is like a bird in a cage. He just wants to go out. He doesn't get any enjoyment there. And a mu'min in a masjid is like a fish in water. A fish can't live without water. It can't imagine there can be life without water. How are we feeling in the masjid? Are we feeling to stay here, enjoying our stay? Or is it just like we just everything must get finished and we can rush out? As soon as the imam makes salam, on almost every masjid, how many people, they don't read their sunnahs or anything. Just after the faraz, the imam hardly completed his salam properly. They are up and they are moving away and going away. Are we also just rushing out, or do we enjoy in the masjid? So the barakat of the Kaaba Sharif are in every masjid. When we come to the masjid, if we open the shutters and the doors of our hearts, then we will get the barakat of the Kaaba Sharif. But if for example, if it's a cold day, and in the masjid they got heating system, as soon as you enter the masjid, you feel the warmth. Or you go in your house, they got the heaters on, air con, you feel comfortable. Or if it's a hot day, and they got some cooling system, and when as soon as you enter, you feel it. But when we enter the house of Allah, do we feel that anwarat and barakat? If not, that means it is there, 100% it is there. If we are not feeling it, then the doors of our hearts are closed. And therefore, we don't get that feeling. On the other hand, when we go to like the airports, we go to shopping malls, any other shopping places where there are men and women, where there's music playing, where the wrong things are happening, then we should feel, this is now, I'm not in the right place. Like I'm feeling very cold on a cold day. I'm feeling very hot on a hot day. I'm not at ease. And then we should close the doors and shutters of our heart. But unfortunately, we do opposite. When we at the airports and such places, our eyes are just looking around, and we also just talking, and we listening to the music, and it's like registering in our heart also. We haven't blocked it. And in the masjid, the barakat and the anwarat are there, the fuyus are there, but yeah, we have blocked it, we haven't opened our hearts. So this is all here. And this, to get it further, it is that when we stand for our namaz, our legs must be facing Qibla. But by and large, almost anyone, one leg, the right leg, is facing to Bollywood and the left leg to Hollywood. Now if we are facing like that, where are we going to get the barakat of Kaaba Sharif? When we pick up our hands, our palms must face the Kaaba. How many of us take precaution or even think about it? Our hearts are closed, our postures are wrong. How are we going to get all the benefit? When we are making sajda, then our two hands, all the fingers must be completely together. And both hands must be facing Qibla. How many of us, our hands are facing inwards like this? Or they are facing outward like that? Both the hands must face the... So then we will get the barakat of Kaaba Sharif. So Allah, give us the tawfiq. It's there for us. And we are coming, and yet we are depriving ourselves. Who could be more a deprived person that we are coming? Those other people, Allah, give all hidayat to come to masjid. But there are so many people who are not coming. We who are coming, and we also not taking the benefit. So Allah, give us tawfiq that we take the Kaaba Sharif, from the arsh of Allah, all the anwarat, barakat come down. First, at the bottom of, direct below the Kaaba, is Baytul Ma'mur, which is the Kaaba of the Malaika. They make tawaf around Baytul Ma'mur. And then it gets intensified, that barakat, that rahmat. And then it comes onto the Kaaba, which is our Kaaba Sharif. And from there, it's distributed to all the masajid. And whoever come to the masajid, according to how much they open themselves up, they get their share of it. And then from here, therefore, the instruction is, after namaz, don't waste time talking around, standing and making meetings with people, etc. In that, we are losing what we have gained. Go directly home. Take the barakat home. Go directly to our business places. Take that barakat to our business places. We don't lose it on the way. Shaitan is just waiting to rob us of all what we have gained. So first of all, see that have we gained something. And then when we go out, take it with us right to our homes, to our business places, and keep it with us, all the barakat that we have acquired. Anyway, the Kaaba is a great place, and the barakat is, this is just a very little bit that I've explained of the great barakat. At this moment, how many people are there? Our hearts also should be there. And it mustn't be also that so many people are there in Makkah Sharif, in Medina Sharif, but their interest is on the politics at home. That which party won the elections, what is happening, though they are there, but the interest is at home. Or even worse, that which soccer team won, which cricket team won. We are in Makkah Sharif and Kaaba Sharif, right at Rozai Mubarak. But how many people, in fact one friend told us, here from South Africa, when the World Cup was in South Africa, he went for Umrah or something. And the immigration officer there told him, what you coming to do there? The whole world is going to South Africa for the soccer World Cup. You should be staying there and going to the World Cup. The people who are living there also, their hearts are not there. Their hearts are also in all the filth and dirt of the dunya. And how many of us also, we go there and we are going to buy there? All gadgets there, all electronical instruments, all dunya things, and we don't get any of the barakat of the Kaaba Sharif, of Rozai Mubarak. So these are those Mubarak days. These days are such from Maghrib today that every night, the 10 nights that are coming, Allah has taken qasam on them. Walayalin ashra. Each night's ibadat is more than 1,000 khair, is equal to the ibadat of Laylatul Qadr. And Laylatul Qadr is not equal to khairum min al-fashr, better than 1,000 months. So one night, Ibadat is 1,000 months. 1,000 months, how many nights is it? Thirty thousand nights. So one night's ibadat we make, we'll get the sawab of 30,000 nights ibadat. And to get 30,000, to make the ibadat of the night, Allah is most merciful. He made it so easy. Just make your Isha with Jamaat and your Fajr with Jamaat. And you get the whole night's ibadat sawab. If you read Alif Lam Mim Sajda and Tabarak Alladhi between Maghrib and Isha, you get the sawab of the ibadat of Laylatul Qadr. If you read Inna fi khalqis samawati wal ard wa ikhtilafi al-layli wal nahar, at night you read that, you get the sawab of making ibadat the whole night. So there are many ways of getting very easily the whole night sawab. So, and each day's roza is equal to 1 year's roza. 1 year has got how many days? 365, we will all say, because our mind is all in the English year. Islamic year, how many days? 354. That is, average 360, say, between the two. Every day's roza, you get the sawab of 360 days roza. So don't deprive ourselves. And Allah loves His ibadat the most in the whole year, during these days. And what is the ibadat? When Allah loves it the most, we will think it must be some very hard, difficult ibadat. So easy, just the third kalima. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Just read that and Allah loves it. And that reward is so great. On one occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam met Hazrat Ahani radiyallahu ta'ala anha, his foster mother who had breastfed him when he was a baby. She said, I'm gone very, very old. I can't do anything. Please show me something that I can just sit and do it. Read it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her, read 100 times, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah. Read it with me. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you'll get the sawab of freeing 100 Arab slaves of the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You'll get the sawab of giving 100 horses which are fully laden and prepared for jihad. In our times, like you're giving 100 jets with bombs on them and fully ready for jihad. And you'll get the sawab of slaughtering 100 camels and feeding the poor. And you'll get the sawab from the ground to the earth. It will fill the whole place with sawab. Just by reading Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. So don't deprive ourselves. Great, great rewards for great merit. And so the ibadah. And then on the fourth, on the ninth of Dhul-Hijjah, that roza sawab is even more. 1 year's past sins are forgiven. 1 coming year's sins are forgiven also. And the what is the great ibadat of the on the ninth of Dhul-Hijjah? The fourth kalima. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, every Nabi and me myself, this is our ibadat of the ninth. La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, yuhyi wa yumit, biyadihi al-khayr, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. So do that ibadat. And then from the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah comes the days of Qurbani. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah does not love anything in those days but the slaughtering of animals for Qurbani. So engage in that ibadat then. If we are making Qurbani, Mubarak, Nurun ala Nur. Otherwise, let us be there at the places where Qurbani is taking place. And don't spoil our Qurbani with videos, with photos, man and woman mixing, somebody playing music, with all the haram things. On each day, how many people, good pious people, who normally observe the laws of Allah, eat day meals, they say the whole family must sit together. But they no respect for parda, who don't know who is a mahram, who is not a mahram, all must sit together. This is, don't spoil our great ibadah. So great days are coming, appreciate them. Great nights are coming, appreciate them. Great ibadat of Qurbani is coming, appreciate it, don't let it just go wasted like that. And get the full barakat of the Kaaba Sharif in our hearts and see then what will be our condition. Allah Ta'ala, and our spiritual condition dominates our physical condition. If we work on our spiritual condition, our this dunya and physical things are small matters. The main is to worry about our deen. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.